Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. We appreciate you spending the time with us here once again to listen to some great information and knowledge. Hopefully that's our whole goal, is to have our listeners say, hey, that is good to know. Pretty simple stuff here. I'd like to welcome our special guests, Tommy LaRocca. And Tommy is the owner of LaRocca Cigars. So we have an aficionado on our hands, and we're going to talk about a great smoke. How are you doing today, Tommy?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm glad to have you on the show, because I think cigar smoking and fine cigars and all those great things is, you know, part of our culture. And tell us a little bit about how you kind of got started, or what interested you in the industry, and, you know, why'd you start your own cigar brand and manufacture, or what have you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we are, you know, you hit on the head. We are here in the Tampa Bay area. That's how we met. And, you know, big, basically the cigar city, right? So been here about 22 years. And but I was, you know, really goes back all the way to New York. I'm Italian by nature. LaRocca, obviously, you know, it's actually LaRocca, you know, when it was from Sicily. But, you know, what got me interested in cigars really, it probably goes back to when I was 18 years old playing golf with my dad. He moved to D.C. at that time. And that's probably really the furthest back that I remember my first smoke, you know. Since then, I've entered into the finance industry. And, you know, when we would close big deals, we'd smoke and play cards and everything else. So it's always been part of my culture. And really through, you know, I'm 52 now, so you're going on 30 something years, right? 35 years of smoking cigars. But you know, I always really wanted to open a bar, a cigar bar.
Okay.
And I did that about 4 years ago in Tampa in the Carrollwood area, you know, and that's actually how it got me into owning my own cigar, is when my manufacturers came in, they said, hey, I could do different blends for you. So I put the cigar together, you know, from there, and did it with my last name to really honor my great grandfather, who came over in 1902 from Sicily to New York. So that is the background.
Fantastic. That's amazing. So your shop in Carrollwood, tell us where it's at in Carrollwood.
Well, I sold the bar.
Oh, you sold the bar.
It was right next to Black Rock. Yeah, I sold the bar 2 years ago. I opened it 4 years ago. It was a lot to do. I'm in the financial business as well. You know, I have LaRocca Financial, so I've been doing that for 30 years. So it was a lot to run. We had, you know, partners, and COVID came and everything else, but I decided to keep the brand.
Okay.
You know? So I keep the brand. So I actually have my cigar out in a lot of other shops around the Tampa area, and also online with Cigars Direct, who's a big, you know, nationwide player in the cigar industry. And they're right off West Shore, you know, right by the New Union, you know, that business district type area where Ocean Prime and everything else is over there. So they're my main distributor, you know, across the country. And now I got my box in, and we're going through all the lounges.
Oh, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about, you know, shifting from a store to you kind of, you know, working with some manufacturers to create your own smoke. And then maybe a little bit about the flavors, or what do you do, or what's kind of like, you know, what kind of cigar you like, and, you know, what you built.
Sure. So the store, you know, the concept there, obviously we were a smaller cigar lounge. We had about 44 sticks in our humidor. And the goal was to build, we had an upstairs that was like a private, like social club. We throw events up there. So we had a birthday party. We did a wedding. We did a few 50th birthday parties and stuff like that. But we built out a humidor up there. So the goal at that point was not only, was really to sell, you know, all the brands, all the premium brands, and then introduce mine, you know, within the lounge as well, you know. So that's how it got started. And then, you know, made the shift to my own line, you know. So I started out, obviously, I wanted a blend that I like the most. So I'm a Maduro guy. I kind of like a medium cigar. So that's, you know, that's really what I went with. And, you know, the factory that he owns is in Nicaragua, which is, you know, just great, great seed, great blend. So it's a San Andreas wrapper, you know, for people who know cigars, Indonesian binder with a Nicaragua filler, you know. Very, very good. I mean, I tested many, you know, to come down with that Maduro. That's the first one in the line that I wanted to get out. And then also be going towards a couple others, you know, a Connecticut, a Habano, and then maybe, you know, a Cameroon, you know. So I'm testing some of the others. You know, one point I did miss is really when I shut down the bar and I did this, a friend of mine, he got the acting bug and he started a TV series that's going to be coming out on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Called Capitalize to Power, you know. So it's based on like a New York mafia, no true events, but, you know, ties to South Florida. And it's a really interesting concept. But he approached me and said, hey, do you want to put your cigar in my TV show? You know? So, yes. So we added it to the TV show. So you'll see the La Rocca cigar when they're playing cards and the two Dons are talking, you know, business, everything else. So it's pretty interesting to have that in the TV show.
That's
and
cool.
There's four episodes on season. Yeah, it's very cool. We did the premiere down in the, you know, what's that? I forget the place, but it's down in Hyde Park area.
Okay.
You know, the Cinebistro.
Oh, Cinebistro. Well, yeah, wonderful. Cinebistro. Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's all on my website, you know, clips behind the scenes. But in season two, you know, he takes over kind of a cigar lounge as part of what he does in the show, you know, rising to a capo. That's where he has his meats and, you know, his card games and stuff like that. So I'll be in season two when they start filming. So that was really interesting, you know, marketing for the cigar and, you know, just goes along with the story a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You know, cigars and the mob series and stuff like that. You know, you always saw Tony Soprano and
yeah,
those smoking cigars. So it made it interesting.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So your website, La Rocca Cigars, and it's LARROCCA cigars.com. Tampa right. Folks, if you want to check it out and get a local smoke that built by a local guy who did 38, 40 years of testing, you know, 30, 40 years of testing on his own, yeah, to kind of create his perfect blend of the cigar. So, you know, let's talk about, like, if I'm not a cigar smoker, but and someone, you know, is interested in getting started, what are some of the recommendations that you would make for someone that's just like new to the space, but wants to take it in a little bit and have an occasional cigar?
Well, that's a very interesting question because there's a lot of different takes on that, right? You know, when I was testing it out, I did a Connecticut, which is a little more of a milder cigar, you know? So, a lot of my friends would try it who, as you said, maybe they have a cigar once a year or, you know, so the mild seems to go along, you know, really well. And when they tested the Connecticut, they go, oh, this is the best cigar I've ever had. You know, sometimes people start off too strong on a cigar, you know, with a medium or, you know, maybe they get access to a Cuban and they're very harsh cigars, right? Especially if you have nothing in your stomach, they could really, you know, really hit you. Even myself, if I don't have something in my stomach, a Cuban would hit me, right? So a nice mild cigar, Connecticut, so, you know, now they have the flavor cigar. Some people enjoy that. I'm not really a huge flavor cigar guy, but, you know, people are entering the industry and they do have the flavors or they have like a, you know, a Java, which is like chocolatey tip, so on and so forth. But some people like the medium. I mean, I was, you know, I did give a cigar to a girl. I'll just give you an example. And she, oh, my boyfriend was in the cigars and he always gave me the light ones to start. And she tried my medium and she liked that better because it hit her palate. You know, she was able to taste it. So sometimes people, you know, might go right towards a medium. It really is your palate, but I would say most, you know, start off on a Connecticut because just the mildness of it. And then, you know, after a while, maybe they don't get the full taste out of the cigar that they want and they move into Maduro. A lot of guys that I know, you know, we all have the same story. We started on Connecticut and then we moved on to a Maduro or a Habano, or, you know, even Cameroon, some different blends.
Fantastic. How often, you know, I mean, I there's a lot of people out there who smoke cigars quite often. There's people that smoke it on occasions, you know, whether they're golfing or doing something else. You know, what's kind of like when you look at the frequency of, you know, cigar smoking is like, you know, is there a point where like you kind of, you know, not to say like have too much per se, I'm sure there is a point for that. But, you know, the question I have is just like, what's a good balance? I mean, is it like once a week, twice a week, or is it just completely up to the individual?
Yeah, I think it's a personal preference, you know. I mean, Michael Jordan, he was quoted, you know, that he does six a day, right? And there's an ex-athlete, and I go, wow, that's a lot of cigars, you know.
Yeah.
Now the guy has a lot of time probably on his hand playing golf and everything else, and, you know, he's a big card player. But, yeah, some people just it's that when they play golf or they maybe go to a card game, something like that, that they'll have a cigar. And that's fine. I'd say it's aficionados, you know, maybe like one a day. You know, some are more than that. But the lounges have really taken off. I mean, we're in a city, again, the cigar city with Tampa. It's you know, we have probably more lounges in the Tampa area than anywhere. And it's pretty, you know, pretty common for people to be smoking more in Tampa, you know, than other areas. It's really, they really have the bug here, you know. So,
yeah.
I would say an aficionado, probably six or seven, you know, a week. But, you know, personal preference for everybody.
Let's talk a little bit about the accessories to cigar smoking. You know, it's kind of like anything. Sometimes you got to go out and you got to accessorize, right? What is it that you need? A humidor, you know, lighters, you know, things of that nature. I'd love to get your take on like maybe, you know, kind of a package that you'd recommend to someone that's kind of getting into cigar smoking.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing with cigar smokers, and I think probably only every hobby that you have, right, is once you start smoking cigars, you want all the accessories, and that's a market that we're getting into as well. You know, I just actually got my ashtray done, and you know, the holders, the five-pack holders. But, you know, again, you're hitting the two different topics is where, you know, a lot of guys do just go in, grab and go, you know, so they grab one every once in a while, or, you know, even if they go to a lounge, they might not even have a home humidor. You know, they have all the accessories there, you know, the cutters, the lighters at a lounge. But if you really want to get into it and start and really, you know, put it in your house, then, yeah, a nice little humidor, a few hundred dollars, you can get a humidor. And then start getting different cigars. You know, that's what's great about Cigars Direct is you could buy them by one. You know, you don't have to buy a whole box. So you could get 10 different cigars and start testing them. And then you get your lighter, and then you get your cutter. And these days they have, you know, the light and the cut even in the same, you know, the cutter is actually in the lighter, right? Then it comes down to you want a punch, a V-cut, a straight cut, all preference. You know, everybody has a different preference of how they like to cut their cigar. But those are the main things to have, you know. You know, you go further, then you can go with the leather holders, you know, to hold your cigars when you go out, you know, and that's pretty much it, you know. But some people then go into the hats and everything else. So, yeah, that's what's going to come out in my line is the accessories.
Okay.
Along with the cigar, you know. So, you know, because one thing you will see is when people do get into it, they love to accessorize, you know, with their brands. So, yeah, it's an interesting, you know, it's a whole nother part of the cigar industry.
Yeah.
There's actually some brands that just do accessories, no cigar.
Yeah. True. We're talking with Tommy LaRocca, and Tommy is the owner of LaRocca Cigars. You can check his website out at laroccacigars.com, and it's LaRocca cigars.com. We'll also put a link up on our website to that in his episodes. So you can go from there. Just visit thatisgoodtoknow.com. I'd like to thank our special guests, Tommy LaRocca, and our sponsors, Valspar Championship, and our friend at Faithful Delivery Services, Dan Austin. So, Tommy, as we kind of look at, I'm looking at your site now and, you know, talking about accessories, but there's also things that kind of go along with it. Like I noticed that you have like an art collection. Tell us a little bit about how, like, that aspect of your brand.
Well, I like to make it fun. I mean, the reason, again, why I did it is for the family name and, you know, going back to honor my grandfather in 1902. But, you know, you want to make my brand, at least I do, I want to make it fun. So those are some of the, you know, events that I went to. One of them is from my bar. One of them is from when we won the Stanley Cup. We did the boat parade. You know, one of them is with our robes. We had robe night at our lounge, you know, so you see the black and yellow robe. I'm a member of Teodoro Romos, which is in Wesley Chapel. You know, so we're going to be doing our own podcast from there, you know. And actually some of those paintings we're going to hang in the actual lounge, you know. So just fun, you know, just really was a fun venture to get into the art collection. I have friends who were graffiti artists, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s of New York. Graffiti art got very big. So some of them are going to participate on the podcast. And actually some of the, you know, collection that I put out will be what they call tagging, right? They tag their names on it. So they'll actually have their names on it. And we'll probably incorporate that into the cigar boxes that we, you know, we put out, special edition, limited edition, things like that. Actually, one of the artists is a very good friend of mine who just got married this last August in Vegas. So we all went out there. We had the cabanas and everybody had cigars. And, you know, awesome. someone in the wedding was friends with the GM from the Islanders. So they had the table next to us and they're all smoking my cigar. So, yeah, it was interesting. It was fun. It was a good time.
Great. Yeah, I mean, the Cigar Aficionado, right? That's the magazine. And I think that kind of really ties it in very well. It's a lifestyle. It's a community. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what you think, what's the trend in cigars? You know, which direction is it going? Is it like big cigars, short cigars? Is there, you know, anything that you want to share where you think things are going in that world?
Well, the 6x52, which is what I put out, is the most famous, you know, the Toro is the most, you know, bought cigar, right? But the trend is, you know, you have this new guy, Andrew Tate. You know, I went to a bar and these kids were about 21, 22 years old. And I had the same question. How do you guys get in cigars? And like, oh, Andrew Tate on the internet, he's always smoking a cigar. A lot of Indians are really getting into it. I saw Bobby Kelly actually did a comedy special at Davidoff, one of the lounges we had here, and gave him a box. And, you know, the Karate Kid guy, the sensei for the Cobra Kai, I ran into him, Martin Cove is his name, last week in Dunedin, you know, and he was telling me he's coming out with his own cigar brand as well. So a lot of I think it's on the uptick, you know, from cigars, even though you say our society really only is about 1% of people smoke cigars. It's just, you know, those people are really, really into it. And that's another part where really, Jeff, that you hit, you know, is the relaxation of it and just the stories. When you go to Cigar Lounge, it is a lifestyle. It is a community. And, you know, you meet a lot of interesting people. A cigar, a 6x52, take you about an hour to smoke. So you're captive for an hour. So, you know, you tell stories back and forth. And being in finance in my other job, I do travel. And no matter what, you know, city or state I go to, I usually find a cigar lounge. And I'm still friends with some of those people today for, you know, that I met from a very long time. And it's just, you know, just different stories, different walks of life. But everybody comes, you know, together around that cigar.
Yeah, I'm a avid golfer myself, and I have occasional cigars on the weekends with some of the guys that I play golf with. So if you want to get me a box, Tommy, I'll be happy to share them with them and, you know, hopefully maybe get you some.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Get some new customers. So we're talking with Tommy LaRocca, owner of LaRocca Cigars, and kind of a fascinating story. Started off with a shop, you know, had a lot going on with the shop, and then got approached to start manufacturing his own brand. And I think you're doing some wonderful things in marketing and making it happen. you know, just briefly, you know, there's, you know, health concerns with smoking cigars. I know that I get a little grief at home when I have a cigar and what have you, but tell us a little bit about, like, you know, what you've done in that space to kind of understand, you know, the health side, the risk factors and things of that nature. And, you know, let's face it, you know, it is smoking and, you know, I think, it should be addressed just a little bit.
Yeah, well, it is, you know, it's a mandatory thing that we do place that on our box, you know, so on our boxes, it is, you know, that it could cause, you know, harm, right?
Sure.
Even when I would go to my doctor for a physical, you know, he asked me, do I smoke? I said, no. And, you know, you smoke cigars? I said, yeah, you know, he goes, well, that's smoking, right? So, you know, a lot of, you know, right, it's almost right. A joke inside the industry or, you know, people who smoke is don't feel like they're smoking because they're not inhaling. But, you know, again, using caution in your life is great. You know, the positive benefits really is, you know, maybe it does help you reduce stress a lot. A lot of people have a lot of stress, right?
Certainly.
And when they, you know, smoke cigars, it you know, gives them relaxation. You know, many people, you know, a lot of cigar smokers, you know, so they always go both sides of it, right? I've lived very long lives, you know, George Burns, almost 100 or stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, smoking and, you know, the label's on there and we all have to have personal responsibility. So, you know, when I see people like Michael Jordan, some says he smokes 6 cigars a day, you know, I go, wow, that might be a little too much, right?
Yeah.
You know, but none of us know the effects that it will have, you know, on individuals. You know, it's not good to eat fried food. It's not good to, you know, not exercise, do everything else, you know?
Yeah.
But health concerns are health concerns and smoking is smoking and we do need to be adults about that, you know.
Certainly. You can say that for about,
can't skate around it.
You can say that for most anything, right? You know, whether it's
absolutely.
Alcohol, whether it's food, whether, you know, whatever
sure.
whatever it is,
yep.
you know.
The perfect point.
Yeah.
A couple of drinks a day is, you know, what do they say is good for you, right? Keeps
yeah.
you better. But if you start drinking a bottle or coffee or yeah, exactly.
Yeah, coffee
so
one
really
one,
every
one, you know, year it's good for you, 1 year it's not, the next year it's good for
yeah.
you. It's like make up your mind.
Make up your mind, yeah. But just like coffee, and that's a good point. You know, so a couple, you know, 1 or 2 a day is not bad. You know, I think you know, smoking is smoking and it could cause more mouth cancer than anything else than lung because you don't inhale a cigar, you know,
sure.
and there's no other chemicals in a cigar. It's straight tobacco. Where
right.
I think I'm actually very against smoking cigarettes. I mean, I maybe smoked 3 or 4 when I was like 15, 16 years old, you know.
Right.
Never
yeah. All the carcinogens and all that crazy stuff they put in
yeah,
those.
Yeah. Just 100%. So much. And I'm a big, you know, proponent against cigarettes, you know. But with tobacco, that's a little different. You know, again, you're not inhaling it and there's no other, you know, chemicals that are in it. You know, but just like you said, with drinking, you know, so you know, you could drink way too much, but you know, a couple could relax you as well with a drink, you know, having 1 or 2 drinks, you know, every once in a while is probably not bad. Right.
Right.
So it's the same with the cigar is like, you get that relaxation benefit of just sitting out there. Sometimes just sitting in nature, you know, smoking a cigar is very peaceful, which if I didn't smoke cigars, I don't know if I would just sit in my backyard and watch the birds, you know, which is what I do sometimes now.
Right.
You know, being a cigar smoker.
We're talking with Tommy LaRocca. Tommy LaRocca is the owner of LaRocca Cigars. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, on That Is Good to Know. Quickly, before we wrap up, tell us about the LaRocca Foundation. I saw that on there, and I thought that was pretty cool, so I'll give you the floor on that for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's going to be something we're launching this year, and really what we want to do, I call it Operation Stogie, is providing cigars for military members, active military members, you know. So there's a couple that do it out in the lounges, but really what I want to do is get my cigar out there so friends that I have in the business community and everything else could, you know, donate cigars, and then we'll ship them right to the military members. And
that's awesome.
You know, they really enjoy it. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Giving
back to the community is so important. So, Tommy LaRocca
yep.
from LaRocca Cigars, we appreciate your time today. And thanks for joining the show. We hope that the folks in Tampa, you know, gain some knowledge about cigar smoking and a local brand here with LaRocca Cigars. Tommy, thank you and have a great day.